the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:13 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, and it's time for the Wild Factor. And in the house for the first time this year, where have you been? put your hands together for Danielle Trivier. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah.
So, lots of stuff still going on. Just because the holidays have kind of wound down doesn't mean there's not still things going on.
Yeah, we've still got a couple fun things happening for the last week of winter break. It's a little bit quiet this weekend in Michigan's Great Southwest, you know, due to all the celebrations we had last weekend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're here to talk about this weekend and some fun things happening at the end of the month as well.
Excellent.
So kicking things off tonight, I love this time of year because there's always all these awesome food specials that are happening around different locations. So the Hilton Garden Inn actually has burgers and brew on Thursdays. They've got $9 burgers from 5 to 10, and I believe they've got some specials on craft beer as well as domestic.
So, excellent.
Yeah, and then this week also at Surrette Nature Center throughout the weekend is a winter break Family Scavenger Outdoor Challenge.
There's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. So that's going on through Sunday. But it's just a great way to spend your last couple days of winter break and get outside, get a little refreshed, and get ready to jump back into next week.
Especially since we got sunshine here the next couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. So it should be a nice one to spend a little bit of time outdoors. The St. Joseph Maud Preston Polanski Memorial Library is also hosting their last couple days of the winter break fun in the children's room. Mm-hmm. And they're also hosting their January series with Kelvin College. So that is a free 15-day lecture series that takes place this January. And the library is one of a remote 50 remote locations that actually broadcast those live webcasts.
That's pretty that's pretty amazing lineup that they've got for that,
yeah,
too.
So. Yeah, I was just looking at that this morning. So you can also go on their Facebook page or their website, and they'll list those, you know, if you don't want to listen to all 15 days, you can pick and choose, but they've got some really great ones to listen to this week. Tabor Hill Winery has their Holidays on the Hill through January 13th, I believe. Sister Lakes Brewing is hosting their team trivia every Thursday still from 7 to 9. And the YMCA Southwest Michigan is actually offering a no joining fee for the month of January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're encouraging everyone to get up and get moving. Work on those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, exactly. Get rid of those Christmas pounds.
Yep, exactly. Right. Stay healthy. And then Plank's Tavern actually is hosting a $12 lunch feature, which is a sushi platter today. And they've got different options Monday through Friday. So check them out if you're interested in sushi. They've got like fish and chips, I believe, on Friday. And yeah, there's lots of good things happening over at Plank's. And then, of course, the Silver Beach Carousel tonight is hosting their family fun night. It's Let It Snow themed from 4 to 8:30. I believe there's some snowball activities happening as well.
Okay.
Not actually.
Going to have to import some snow, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And then moving right on to Friday, we've got Hilton Garden Inn, of course, more fun with food, and their garden cafe, Garden Grill. The all-you-can-eat lake perch, actually, from 5 to 10 p.m. on Friday. And then the Turquoise Top Hat is going to host a snowflake string art from 6 to 9:30. I always see those string arts, you know, with like the little nails, and they always look so complicated and beautiful, and I really want to do that one day.
Well, I look at it and I go, there's no way I could do that.
Right, exactly. I'm like, could I really do that? Yeah. I have put a lot of faith in myself. And then, of course, as I mentioned, Plank's Tavern is hosting a $12 lunch feature, fish and chips. And then we're going to go right into early next week, actually, since I won't be here until Thursday. But next Tuesday, January 8th, the Box Factory is actually hosting their gallery walk and open studio night from 6 to 8 p.m. So it's free and open to the public, and it's an artist and member show. So come check out the new fun things happening at the Box Factory. And then right on Thursday, January 10th, if you're looking for a date night idea, there's a couple sushi rolling class with Chef Elton. Okay. So you can roll, learn how to
make it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe you come home with a rolling mat and chopsticks as well. So, okay. But you learn how to roll four different types of sushi, and you must RSVP.
So are you talented when it comes to chopsticks? Do you know how to use them?
Oh, I am not. No.
I look at them and I go, why? There's a fork right there.
Yeah. Right. Well, I just went to Japan in October, and my fiance was trying to teach me how to use chopsticks on the plane. That didn't go well. Too cramped of a space, 13-hour flight. I was not about it.
It's just like,
I was like, I know I can do this on the ground.
Yeah. And so when you were there, did it work?
No. I've gotten really good at the twirling technique.
Ah, very good.
So I still use them, but probably not in the proper way.
Exactly.
We'll try. But yeah, so we've got some some fun also happening at the end of this month. Moving right on to Friday, January 25th, we've got our 7th annual Downtown Chili Tour. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of fun. You can warm up with us on that last Friday in January. And we host participating locations host different chili stops. So there's a bunch of different local restaurants that are all vying for that best chili. So It's $2 a person. You get a map that also doubles as your voting ballot. There's a judge portion of the event, which everyone's fighting for. And then there's also The people's choice. So that's what that you turn in your map at the end of the night. And then we'll announce the people's choice on that Monday.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we also donate a portion of that back to the Benton Harbor Soup Kitchen. So it's a great cause as well.
Exactly.
And then the following day, we've got the 4th annual St. Joe Winter Beer Fest, and tickets are on sale now. It just went on sale yesterday, so you can bundle up with us. It's an outdoor beer fest from noon to 4 on Saturday, January 26th, but we're hosting 16 breweries, over 50 brews. You've got to be 21 and over, but it's $35 per person. It includes admission, a sample cup, 12 tokens. We've got live entertainment from Jellyfish Productions. And we've also got food for sale from Nosh Village and Twisted Dog. Just a lot of fun.
And of course, you can start stringing your pretzel necklaces right now, right?
Do that. Yeah, my favorite ones are the really large pretzels with like the cheese sticks as well. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They get really,
have
really
you ever
intricate.
Tried, have you ever tried to make a necklace out of Cheetos?
I have not.
I don't recommend it.
I feel like that would be very hard. I don't know. How do you make a hole in a Cheeto?
With a needle.
With a needle? Yeah. Okay.
But no, that's...
it seems like a very specific... specific art.
Yeah, well, you did have to wear a bib too.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. All that Cheeto dust gets on you. That's awesome. Well, you can also you can purchase tickets at the Welcome Center in St. Joe, downtown St. Joe, from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can do it through the Mendel Center box office at Lake Michigan College. You can call their box office during their normal hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Or you can also stop in person or buy them online.
All right.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
Excellent opportunity.
And then the following weekend, we've actually got the 15th annual Magical Ice Fest. So lots of winter fun happening in downtown St. Joe. We're encouraging everyone to come out and stay with us and just enjoy the winter.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. For all the details on these and a whole lot more, all you have to do is go to...
Yeah, visit us at stjoetoday.com. You can find us on Facebook as well. And also stop in the Welcome Center anytime. We're located at 301 State Street, right in the heart of downtown.
All righty. Across from the Chocolate Cafe.
Yeah, Chocolate Cafe. Go get your hot chocolate first.
Yeah, exactly. That's the wow factor for this Thursday morning. Thank you to Danielle Crivier. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Have a great day.